When we eat our breakfast or supper, the food becomes part of our bodies. However, when we eat the bread of life, Christ does not become part of us, but we become part of Christ. Each of us is unique, yet each of us is invited to become a visible part of the body of Christ in this world. St. Peter Claver was but one powerful example of someone who became part of Christ. As a Jesuit priest in 1614, he was sent to Cartagena, Colombia, where he devoted his life to tenderly providing aid and care for newly arrived slaves from Africa. Into the dark holds of ships, these slaves were packed, lying in their filth, and fed no more than necessary to keep them alive until they arrived in Cartagena. When the slave ships arrived, Peter treated the slaves' wounds and gave them food to drink. He tried to instill in them a sense of their human dignity and preciousness in the eyes of God. Many slave traders opposed his work. In the years he ministered to these people, he baptized thousands. After 35 years, in 1650, he became ill with a plague and was left physically helpless. For the next 4 years, he was virtually alone, hardly able to move, and abandoned in a small room until he died in 1654. At his death, crowds rushed to his bedside to touch him and seek a blessing. Thousands attended his funeral. In 1888, Pope Leo XIII canonized him as a saint. He had become Christ's body and blood, Christ's bread broken and wine poured out for others. Today, with so many Catholics not attending Mass, we might ask ourselves how effective we have been in catechizing others on the nature and the meaning of the Eucharist. Why are other Catholics no longer joining us? Why do we come to Mass? Perhaps we become too familiar with the Mass so that it loses its edge of meaning for us. However, our frequent participation in Eucharist should make a difference in our lives. It should help us become more like Christ. The Jews, following Jesus, were looking for bread that fed the body, but not the bread that Jesus desired to give them. He desired to give them himself as the living bread come down from heaven. For the Jews, the law was God's bread that fed them. However, Jesus claims, "I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Jesus gives himself to us to eat, not as a dead body, but as a living person with flesh and blood and consciousness. He gives himself to us totally, as bread broken and shared, and as wine poured out for us. When we receive Holy Communion, we are not merely receiving heavenly bread, we are receiving Christ who is pouring out his very life for us. The original word used in the Gospel meant to chew or to crunch. When we receive Christ in Holy Communion, we do not simply taste Christ, but we chew and crunch on Christ. We meditate on Christ. We put on the mind of Christ, who emptied himself for the life of the world. To receive Christ is to commit ourselves, to become more and more like Christ, who comes to us as bread broken and shared. Many Catholics live difficult and painful lives. They may have poor health. They may live in poverty. They may be misunderstood and criticized. They may be forgotten and abandoned. In their brokenness and in their suffering, they may join with Christ who suffered and died for us. In their suffering love for us and their forgiveness of us, they also become Christ's bread broken and wine poured out. We hear in the reading to the Ephesians, "Be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering fragrant to God." We are invited to live in love just as Christ loved, handing ourselves over as a sacrificial offering pleasing to God. We are to become bread that is broken and wine poured out. We are to become one with Christ, who gives his life for the life of the world and who has the power to bring us to eternal life.